Kent Biz Connect on Radio Ashford with Martin White.
Good afternoon, everybody. We nearly missed our cue there. We were listening to that advert for Hot Hut and this beautiful Turkish food, and we were kind of transported. good afternoon, and welcome to the BizConnect radio show. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We'll be with you for the next hour or so. We've got some music chosen by our special guest today. You can follow us on the Twitter at Kent_Biz, and we've also got a LinkedIn and Facebook dedicated show page as well, so have a look there for details of future show guests that are coming up. And we've also got our own website, and you can listen again to the show at kentbizconnect.co.uk from tomorrow lunchtime, because we're recording it and we shall post it there once we're done. If you're an Ashford-based business or organisation, and you've got an interesting story to tell, do please get in touch with us. We'd love to have you appear on the show. We do like to kind of have a local theme, and today is no exception. We've got a slightly Christmassy theme to the show today. I know it's we haven't even had Halloween yet, but the shops are already full of Christmas competing alongside Halloween. So I think what we should do is let our guests introduce themselves. So to my right we have...
Hello, I'm Chris Dixon. I'm the Arts and Cultural and Heritage Manager for Ashford Borough Council. You might know me from some of the projects such as Create, Revelation, Snow Dogs, Big Town Murals and Carnival the Baubles.
Brilliant. We're going to talk about all of that, Chris. And to my left...
Wow, what a man. How do I follow that? I'm Bianca. Hello, everyone. I'm the Sales and Events Manager for Abode Hotel in Canterbury. You might know me from the Abode Hotel in Canterbury. This business radio show as well. Second matches. Time on. Matches. Yeah. Battle Bar. Uh-huh. I'm a seasoned events pro.
Yeah, brilliant. Fantastic. Well, it's great to have you both with us. We have got some music that you've both chosen today as well, so I think that's what we're going to do now. We're going to play a couple of tracks, and when we come back we're going to have a chat with Chris, so do stay with us and we'll be right back after this.
Kent Biz Connect, connecting businesses in Kent and around the world.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning into the BizConnect radio show today. As we were saying before that musical interlude, we've got two super guests in the studio with us. We have Chris Dixon from Ashford Borough Council, and we have Bianca Bestaliega from the Abode Hotel in Canterbury. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hello.
Thank you. Lovely to
have you with us. Chris.
Yes.
We were saying that the music is chosen by our guests, so tell us about the relevance of Oh Happy Days and Bruce Springsteen then.
Yeah, well, there's always a link, isn't there? So Bruce Springsteen, this is a scandal, really. I'm not a big Bruce Springsteen fan. I really am not.
Get him off the show.
I know. The only song I like is Dancing in the Dark. So we picked that one because I'm going tonight to the Ashford Cinema to go and see the Bruce Springsteen documentary about one of his earlier albums, one of his earlier works, and I'm hoping that at the end of tonight I'll come out with a few more songs that I like from him.
So there is the link. So what time does that start if people want to go along to that?
I think it's 7:30 tonight. Okay. Yeah. And the Oh Happy Day, I just had to put it on in celebration of Black History Month. There's an organisation, a fairly new organisation set up called Black Core, and they've been hosting Black History Month activities throughout Ashford, and they showed the Summer of Soul concert at the Ashford Cinema, which was at the same time as Woodstock, and no one knew about it. And I guess that's the whole idea about Black History Month and telling stories of hidden history and stuff like
that's
that.
Amazing.
And they've been hosting events here at Coachworks, where we're sat now. And so I thought I'd put Oh Happy Day, because it's a fantastic uplifting song on that album.
Yeah, absolutely, great stuff. Okay, I think what we should do, Chris, is tell everybody about your role as Arts, Culture and Heritage Manager at Ashford Borough Council. Tell us about your day job and what that involves.
Yeah, well, I'm very lucky, and it's a very unique role. I'm focused on growing arts, culture and heritage and a profile of Ashford. And initially, because I've been doing it for quite a while now, initially my priority was to establish a strong cultural baseline, such as getting the best out of what Ashford has already has. Mm-hmm. You know, supporting its existing venues, its cultural groups and organisations, and making them a little bit stronger. Mm-hmm. And then from that, that's the baseline. It's about then trying to introduce new organisations and cultural businesses to the borough, and trying out new events, new festivals, new experiences, seeing whether they stick, see whether they work and whether they don't. And I have to say, I think it's going in the right direction.
Brilliant. And we were talking off air about the fact that it's very much a sort of grassroots approach to building the arts and culture and all of that heritage. It's about working with local community groups, local people on the ground, getting them involved, volunteering to actually bring these events to life.
Yeah, and I think the local cultural landscape is really thriving because of it. And I guess it's my role to start connecting all those things up together. So there is that misconception that that Ashford doesn't have a creative centre or a creative core, and some people might say that is right. But my role is to kind of try and challenge that and bring. And to try and do something different. And I think that we do stuff differently here. As I say, we've got a great grassroots community here, and we're growing our own identity.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So why is that important? Why is bringing the community together, giving them, you know, a purpose, an identity, a kind of a sense of ownership around the arts and culture and everything. Why is that important? Why is that important to a town like Ashford?
Yeah. Well, I think you probably know yourself. You know, wanted to be a radio host and stuff like that. It's when you engage in the arts and in culture, people are generally fitter, they're generally happier, and they're generally healthier. And we know from national statistics here in Ashford that Ashford residents' participation is absolutely huge. It's higher than most areas of Kent. It's higher than most areas in the southeast and the UK. And I think there's a reason for it, and it's because of that grassroots approach. People are not just going along to monolithic big theatres and spending £60 to £100 going to see a show. They are involved. They're absolutely involved. So we've got Jasmine Vardaman Company, for example, based over in the Henwood Industrial Estate. They're an absolutely incredible organisation. They create work here. They show it here first. They tour it around the world, proudly showing their Ashford badge. But they've got an education organisation and department, and they're connected to every single secondary school in Ashford, and we've got all these dance schools connected into that. So is it any wonder that Ashford has the highest levels, well, one of the highest levels of GCSE dance in the UK? Wow. And it's all because we've got that type of infrastructure here. Mm-hmm. We've got Revelation based in the town centre, the phenomenal, and we're here in Coachworks. I mean, we've got graphic designers upstairs, we've got fabric makers next door, we've got Revelation offices here. I came here for a gig last week, I'm coming here for a gig next week. It's I think people will be right in saying that we don't have that creative centre.
Yeah.
But if you start to look at, you know, through a magnifying glass and sort of look what's happening in Coachworks here, look what's happening at the Ashford Cinema. I went to the Ashford Cinema the other day, you just wouldn't believe it. Got to the top of the stairs of the Ashford Cinema, which is an independent cinema owned by the council. There's a jive lesson happening, jive classes.
Mm. Wow.
And then there's people going to the live stream of the National Theatre Show. There's our Gurkha community walking up because they've been to see a film from their homeland. And at the back, there's an exhibition celebrating the life and times of Queen Marie of Romania, who, of course, as we all know, was born here, grew up here, and became an absolute icon in Romania during the Second World War.
So, did you know that, Bianca?
As a fellow Romanian, I did not know that. Come to Ashford and you find all sorts of things out here.
And that's my job, to celebrate all these things and bring them to the fore.
And it's so great to hear you talking so passionately about that as well, because it does need energy, doesn't it, and drive and commitment. So
It's not always easy because you've got to balance people's ambition with the finances that we're working with and all those different bits and pieces. But the people that I'm working with, I'm very, very lucky. They're so passionate about what they're doing, and it's really just about, my role is really just to shine up a mirror to the community and to those artists and say, you can do it.
So for people tuned in who are thinking, do you know what, I'd like to get out, especially in the winter, you know, when we all just kind of, we tend to go home, you know, it's cold, it's dark, we put the heating on, we put the telly on, and we just, and that's what we do all evening, or I do anyway. I'm terrible. I hate going out when it's dark. So for other people similar to myself, who might be sitting at home thinking, do you know what, I'd like to go out and do something tonight. What's the best way to kind of find out about all of this amazing stuff that's happening in the community? Do you publish it all on, is there a kind of central reference point? Is there a website? Is there, you know, are all of these clubs registered somewhere where I can find out about them?
Yeah, if for town centre activity, we've got a website and a social platforms called Love Ashford, and it really is everything that we love about Ashford. It's all on there. And then outside of that, for the borough wide, we have Visit Ashford and Tenterden, and that's a website and again social platforms as well about all the tourism and
community groups and
experiences that are going on. But it's interesting, we're in the middle of not only Black History Month but also Create Music Village as well, and that is a month long program of music in different venues across the whole town centre, and they're all connecting up together, and businesses are telling us, well, it's not summer and it's not winter, so we have this dip in October, so Create Music Village fills that gap and tries to get people out of their houses. Strictly's fine, but you know, once Strictly's finished, get out there and get into the pubs and get into the bars and get into the venues. It's fantastic. We've got young people headlining gigs for the first time of their lives, and we've got local audiences saying, hang on, how can this be free, or how can this only be £10? This is fantastic stuff. So yeah, we've got so much going on. It's wonderful.
So that's happening right now, Create Music Village.
It is, yeah.
What else have you got coming up between now and Christmas?
Well, I think the big thing for us is Carnival of the Baubles. It's Saturday the 28th of November. It's the night where businesses tell me that it's the busiest day of their year. Communities are creating baubles as we speak, and they will be parading them through the streets. And these baubles is what represents them and what represents their community and what represents Ashford. And that's tens of local artists with hundreds of local groups and businesses parading their wares to thousands of local people who are dancing in the streets and with big smiles on their faces, and that's really not to be missed. But I'd also really like to challenge our audience to try and get out there and see some of the other incredible things, such as what I've just been talking about, you know, the Ashford Cinema. Take a risk on going to see Jasmine Vardaman contemporary dance show, or go and see a show at Revelation. I'm going to see a show in a couple of weeks time there, and or book your family in to see one of the many pantos at the community are putting on themselves in school theatres and community halls. When people talk about pantos, you think about the big ones. We've got three or four pantos in Ashford, but they're just spread out and they're actually made by the people, and I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, fantastic. So as you say, in the absence of, you know, one focal point venue, there's lots of smaller events happening that people can get involved
with. And I think that's the difference, and that's a part of my job now. Now we've got that cultural baseline, there's so much going on in all these little different pockets. I guess it's my role now to shine a big torch on it and start to link and connect all those things up.
So Carnival of the Baubles is an actual procession that will be happening.
We're taking to the street. We are. So it's an all-day affair with activity and performances on the bandstand and in the shopping centres and throughout the town. But the big parade starts at 5 p.m. down by Ashford School on East Hill, and it parades up the Lower High Street. It gets to the bandstand. We turn left. We go down to Elwick Place. We close the road. And we have got, I don't know if anyone's ever heard of Sam Griffin from Radio Ashford. How about that? So she will be on a, imagine this, right? She will be on a big cloud.
No.
On a cloud, right? DJing, right? Whilst a giant bird that is bigger than a double-decker bus.
I can see it.
Throws flames.
Wow.
If it's a bit windy, we are worried about Sam a little bit. But it's, it should be. Oh, it's going to be immense. It's going to be a big thing.
Incredible. So yeah. All day. So that's 28th of November. Is that a Saturday?
It's the 22nd of November.
22nd.
Yeah, that's it.
That's a Saturday, is it?
That's a Saturday,
okay,
yeah.
Brilliant. And does that coincide with the Christmas light switch on, or
so,
is that?
Yeah, again, doing things differently. We're not one of those towns who just gets people in for 5 minutes and then switches on the lights and a celebrity gets paid $10,000. We don't do that. No, we don't do that.
You've got Sam Griffin.
Not much cheaper. No, I'm joking. This is about just everyone coming out and the whole community, all the school groups, just representing themselves.
Yeah.
So it's a festival for them.
Yeah.
And and that's what works for Ashford.
Okay, that sounds amazing. So, Chris, just give us one final shout out for those websites that you mentioned, please, where people can find out more information about what's happening and get involved.
Yeah, please do head to loveashford.com and then wider, it's visit Ashford and Tenterden.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for now. I think what we're going to do is we're going to play a little bit of music. Bianca, we've got one of your tracks coming up. And then we're going to talk to you in a bit more detail about all of the exciting things that are happening at the Abode in Canterbury this Christmas.
Can't wait.
So do stay with us and we'll be right back after this.
Kent Biz Connect on Radio Ashford with Martin White.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us on the BizConnect radio show today. We've just been hearing from the amazing Chris Dixon from Ashford Borough Council about all the incredible community events that are happening right now and also how people can get involved, I think, more importantly, in all of those events going forwards. I think that's really important as part of the kind of fabric of Ashford going forwards. And we've got Bianca Bestaliega with us from the Abode Hotel in Canterbury. Bianca, lovely to have you with us today.
Thank you so much.
People may know you already because you have been a guest on the show before.
Yes,
you were working at matches in Ashford and Canterbury.
Yeah, exactly. I was, yeah. So I've talked all about matches when we were here before. But I just want to say, you know, all that you said about community, I think it's so important. I'm also, as well as working as a sales and events manager for the Abode, I own Girls Club, which is a community for women in Kent, predominantly Canterbury, to make friends. And it's like you said, even though in Canterbury there is kind of those central communities or those cultural things that people know to look for, people do prefer the smaller community-led events, you know. I think people want to see themselves in the culture, in the arts, you know. They don't want to just see this person that they may never heard of. So yeah, I think that's really important. I just wanted to say that to you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, absolutely. You know? Let's get a girls club here.
Yeah.
paint a picture of girls club for us then, Bea. I mean, who is the audience? Is it, you know, is there a kind of a business focus? Is it a networking thing? What's the kind of objective behind it?
No, it's purely community. It's women. We've got the youngest. So there's 1,000, not 1,000, God, we've grown a lot more than that. There's 2,600 members now. And the age ranges are from 18, the youngest one, and the oldest one is 55. So it's, yeah, we try and capture as many as possible. But yeah, it's a nice place to kind of meet new people and try new things, push yourself out of your comfort zone.
So what's the format? I mean, do you meet once a month or?
Yeah, we do about 3 events a month.
Okay.
We've got a couple actually coming up at the Abode as well. Had to get them involved.
Okay.
Of course.
A guest speaker or something at the event?
No, they're all the events are, most of them are creative. So we go from sipping paints, we go to pottery, what else have we done? We have comedy nights. Uh-huh. They're all things for them to try something new, you know.
And do I have to be
a girl? Unfortunately, Martin, this one is not for you.
Damn.
I know. Obviously, my partner always says, oh, can I come along? No, sorry. Unfortunately not. But, no, it's so important to I think, have these things. And I didn't realise there was such a need for it, you know, for communities to come together like this.
Brilliant.
I thought there's enough happening.
Yeah,
but
what a great link with Chris then. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Okay.
100%. So, yeah.
Well, let's finish on that. How can we find out about Girls Club if we want to get involved?
Yeah, we've got social media pages, Girls Club Canterbury, or our website, girlsclubcanterbury.com. Nice and easy to find us.
Okay, and you're there, obviously.
Yeah, so I'm the one and only.
Adding your kind of unique energy to every event, which is fantastic. So that's reason enough to come along. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, okay, check it out. Fantastic, good. I want to talk about your wonderful hotel where you work.
Yeah,
the
absolutely.
Abode in Canterbury, beautiful hotel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about your job now, which is kind of sales and events manager at the Abode.
So, of course, yeah, I'm sure most people have heard of or visited Abode Canterbury by now. We're actually proudly the only hotel right on the Canterbury High Street. It's got 72 bedrooms, ranging from our comfortable standard rooms, which are perfect for visitors kind of just coming in, exploring the city, to our fabulous suite, which I love. It's a massive kind of apartment-style room. It's got its own private terrace overlooking Canterbury Cathedral,
wow.
The rooftops of the city, so you feel really like royalty over there. But we welcome guests from all walks of life. I deal a lot with busy corporate travellers, families on weekend breaks, and even the occasional celebrity guest. Fun fact, we've actually had the Queen stay here before.
Wow.
I know, that's something really proud of. She left a little note to one of our housekeepers to say thank you, you've been fantastic.
Oh, how lovely. Amazing. Okay. Now, I know, similar to Chris, you've got an action-packed calendar of events coming now and Christmas. I couldn't believe it when I was having a look at you.
I know. Live and breathe events at this point.
So, well, we're going to try and get a few of those in if we can.
Yeah, absolutely.
Starting with something that's not necessarily kind of Christmassy themed at all, but it's just a nice opportunity to perhaps go out with a friend for an afternoon, enjoy some Prosecco and some kind of small platters.
So yeah, absolutely. So we've got a brand new offer coming in called Bubbles and Bites. We have an event actually for this next Tuesday, the 4th of November. It's going to be the launch of our Bubbles and Bites offer. So we're going to have a jazz night to celebrate. Wow. I thought, you know, little picky bits, Prosecco, jazz. That's my kind of evening. So from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. we're going to be doing that. Each guest that comes along, there's no tickets. We'll receive a complimentary welcome cocktail. And yeah, it's been really popular. We've actually only got two tables left, so yeah, residents of Ashford, book on ASAP.
So you have to book. So is there a charge for that, or?
No, so you just book your table.
Okay.
You receive the complimentary welcome cocktail when you're there.
Wow.
You can order the Bubbles and Bites offer, which is a trio of small plates and two glasses of Prosecco for $27.50, or you can just order anything off the regular menu.
Off the menu.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds like a great evening. A bit of jazz.
I know, absolutely.
Luxury jazz thrown in. Awesome. Okay. Now, people are booking their Christmas parties.
Mm-hmm.
We're booking ours at work at the moment at the Eagle Lab at Discovery Park.
Mm.
You've got to get in early, because otherwise everybody sells out. So
oh gosh, yeah, I mean, we have people that book 2 years in advance,
yeah.
So I just, because every year they have a specific day they go on, it's fully booked, they do a full venue hire, so yeah, we still have some space
You've got this festive party night happening from as early as the 22nd of November, so you could go straight
Perfect. We've got you sorted this November, haven't we?
I know.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, honestly.
What's included in that? Is it kind of dancing? Is it food? What's kind of going on?
Yes. So you come along again. We love a little welcome drink at the Abode to get settled in. So you get a welcome glass of fizz. You've got a 3-course fine dining meal, and then dance the night away with a DJ.
Fantastic.
So it's perfect, right in the centre of town. Mm-hmm. You can see why it's really popular for everyone. They can stay over as well in one of our hotel rooms.
Or just get the train. I mean, Canterbury
honestly,
is so well
served
by the train, isn't it? Canterbury to Ashford, couple of stops. Canterbury to my neck of the woods, Ramsgate, couple of stops. I mean, it's all very accessible, isn't it, on public transport.
No, definitely.
Okay.
But, I mean, to be honest, in my biased opinion, I love all these things, but even if I didn't work at the Abode, I think my favourite thing at the Abode would have to be, hands down, the afternoon tea.
Mm.
There's something about an afternoon tea at the Abode that is just so quintessentially British. You know, it's in our fabulous champagne bar. We've got the roaring fire. You know, you've got the comfy seaters. You can watch the world go by. It's, I promise I'm not being paid to say this, but it is the best. I love it.
I've still got a voucher for your afternoon tea.
Do you?
Oh, yes! At one of your events, and I haven't used it yet.
Look in, Martin, see what I'm on about.
I keep forgetting to use it. No, that does sound nice, yeah, and I am looking forward to that.
Mm.
So you've got a festive afternoon tea happening from, I mean, you do afternoon tea anyway, don't you?
Yeah, in general, yeah, we do, but we've got a little festive twist to it from the 29th of November.
Okay.
Running all the way until Christmas Eve.
Lovely.
And then a one-day-only event. Uh-huh. I'm organising an afternoon tea and wreath-making workshop.
Ooh.
I didn't realise it was so popular. I feel like everyone and their grandma is going to a wreath-making workshop. But
I love hanging my wreath on my front
door. I know, it's
really
wonderful.
You know, and it is a homemade one.
I was going to say, did you make it?
I didn't make it personally, but it is a homemade one.
Oh, lovely.
But I don't do it every year. It's sort of, it goes back in the loft and it comes out the same the next year.
Yeah,
but,
no, that's good though. Yeah. Sustainability is what we like to hear.
So people can come along and actually make their own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they make their own. They have the afternoon tea. Mm-hmm. Then we've got Hetty's Florists, which are absolutely wonderful hosts. They always bring such creativity and warmth to their events. So they'll be hosting the wreath making. But it's just a really nice festive treat, you know, for sharing with a friend, a loved one. There's only 30 spaces left. I think we've got about 10 left. So there's still time to book the event.
What a lovely way to spend an afternoon.
I know. Exactly. Yeah. Nice and calming.
And taking something kind of physical away at the end that you're going to use.
Exactly. Be proud of. But yeah, that's Sunday, 30th of November.
Okay.
So everyone knows.
And then we're gearing up for the big day, I guess, aren't we?
Oh yeah. So,
and there's nothing better actually than not doing any shopping
right.
or cooking.
Yep.
Or washing up, more importantly.
Oh, God.
On Christmas Day and just kind of going somewhere really nice and letting you guys take the strain.
Mm-hmm,
so
absolutely.
Tell us about Christmas lunch.
Yes, so Christmas lunch at the Abode, it's honestly wonderful. You can have it for the day. We've got packages if you wanted to do it over a couple of days.
Mm.
But it's literally just like you said, it's about letting somebody else do all the work for you, you know. And just enjoying the moment with
completely
family
indulgent,
and friends.
Obviously. But you know, once in a while.
Martin, yeah.
somewhere and do it that way.
No, have you ever gone elsewhere or?
Yes.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, yeah.
What was last Christmas for you?
I was in
probably somewhere hot, I bet.
No.
On a tropical island.
No, I was just local.
Local.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, wonderful. But yeah, no, I've done that as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, you love a hot country.
I did the Maldives one year. It was incredible. I did Christmas and New Year in the Maldives, and that really was amazing. But no, do you know what? I love a traditional Christmas lunch, and that really kind of floats my boat big time. Okay. And then we're kind of
finishing the year off in Abode fashion.
New Year's Eve. So you've got something on New Year's Eve as well.
Oh, absolutely. I'm the gift that keeps on giving here, Martin. You know, the New Year's Eve party at Abode. So yeah, welcome 2026 with open arms. You'll be enjoying champagne, fine dining, live music, and of course, plenty of bad dancing, I feel, after the couple champagnes, but nobody else will be watching. So New Year's Eve at Abode is honestly perfect way to toast to a brand new year in the heart of Canterbury.
Fantastic. So a huge amount of stuff going on. It's incredible that you guys kind of put all of that on.
Mm.
So I think it's great that you do. How can we find out about some of those individual items? What's the best way for people listening today to kind of, you know, to actually, is there a website we can go on to
absolutely.
And we can find out all of the information?
Yeah.
And book and
everything's listed on the Abode Canterbury website. or we've got our social media as well. I'm the social media manager, so I try and keep that up to date as much as possible. You can book on there as well at Abode Canterbury on Instagram,
abodecanterbury.co.uk.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm. All the W's.
Mm-hmm.
And your networking community group as well. I guess the best way is for people to maybe get in touch with you.
For the Girls Club?
Yeah.
Absolutely. With me, or like I said before, just search Girls Club. Even if you don't put Canterbury, it comes up towards at the top. Yeah.
Fantastic. And you're on LinkedIn. I know you're very active
member of LinkedIn. Yeah.
So, yeah, if you want to connect with Bianca about any of these events, either, you know, it could be a business Christmas party or whatever it is, just get in touch with her there as well. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, thank you so much for running us through all of that. It's amazing. Yeah, mm-hmm. So many things on there that I'd like to do as well. So I shall pick one.
First, though, the afternoon tea.
Don't
get ahead of yourself.
I'm sure there's a...
With the voucher.
Yeah, don't forget about that. Good. All right. Well, I think what we're going to do, we're going to play a bit more music. We've got another one of your tracks. We've got Taylor Swift,
mm-hmm.
The Fate of Ophelia.
Oh, absolutely. I love this song.
And then when we come back, we're going to grab the both of you together.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to kind of finish off the show if we can. So do stay with us, and we'll be right back after Taylor Swift.
Kent Biz Connect on Radio Ashford with Martin White.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for staying with us on the Biz Connect radio show today. It's the final part of the show. We've had two super guests with us in the studio. We've had Chris Dixon from Ashford Borough Council, and we've had Bianca Bestaliega from the Abode Hotel Canterbury. Guys, thank you so much for being with us. We were just saying, weren't we, off air, what a nice upbeat programme it's been today, talking about community, talking about all of the exciting things to look forward to in the run-up to Christmas. So, yeah, real kind of feel-good factor. Chris, I just wanted to ask you for your kind of closing thoughts in terms of that community theme and, you know, what you'd like people, local residents in Ashford, to do.
Well, I'd really encourage everyone just to get involved and, whether they can pick an event that takes their fancy, just to come out. Let's not wait till New Year for those resolutions. Let's do the resolution now of let's go out, let's go and support, Ashford venues and Ashford groups and festivals. That would be a really nice thing to do.
Yeah. Absolutely. And B, from your point of view, I mean, you were talking about Girls Club and very kind of community focused as well. Similar sort of message from you, I guess.
No, I fully echo what you said. I think it's so important for everyone to kind of support their community, and whether it is doing those local events in Ashford, whether it's coming to a Girls Club event, whether it's supporting a family-owned business like The Abode, you know, it's going out there and supporting.
Yeah.
In the city you live in.
That's really good, actually. Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. There's so much on your doorstep, and people don't realise necessarily, and it's when you kind of scratch beneath the surface, it's all kind of there, isn't it?
You know,
there's a kind of vibrancy and an energy.
Mm-hmm.
So all very, very positive. Quick shout out for your Christmas light switch on in Canterbury.
Yeah.
When is that?
Yeah, so that is on Friday the 14th of November.
Okay.
The lights switch on. There's nowhere quite like Canterbury Christmas. You know, cobbled streets, twinkling lights, festive buzz.
Beautiful cathedral.
It's a lovely, lovely place to be.
Fantastic. And Chris, your Carnival of the Baubles?
Yeah, we have our Christmas lights on Saturday, the 22nd of November, and we will be presenting them and showing them as we parade through them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's going to be amazing, actually, because they're all homemade, aren't they?
Mm.
All homemade, and they're massive.
Yeah.
And specifically to them. So it's not like a big just round bauble and someone put their name on it.
Yeah.
People have got trains. People have got, you know, stars. It's just incredible, you know, what they've made. There's animals. It represents their groups. It's absolutely phenomenal. So, do come down and have a look.
Yeah, fantastic. Good. Well, we do have to end the show, sadly, at this point. So, thank you again.
We'll keep it going.
Thank you for bringing your energy and enthusiasm for all things Ashford and Canterbury to the studio today. Fantastic. So much exciting stuff to look forward to. I can't wait. It's going to be another amazing Christmas. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, thank you for all your hard work and contributions
today
as well. We will be back in a couple of weeks' time with two more super guests, so do join us then. But I think for now, what we're going to do is we're going to play out with a little bit of Dua Lipa, and then it will be the news on the hour. So thank you so much to our listeners for tuning in, and we'll be back with you on the airwaves in a couple of weeks' time.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.